now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, Kramer is back on the show this week bringing his classic movie suggestions, and this week we talk to him about the film The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. News on the passing of word jazz king Ken Nordine, plus the best lounge and exotica from across the globe as we get into it right now with Ocean's 8. And from the soundtrack, Daniel Pemberton has brought us The Investigator on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
We'll be right back.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris.
Continuation with Lounge Leader, Cube Cooper, and the SG Sound and Planet Twist. The man behind all of this, his name is Steve Greaves, thus the SG Sound. And he truly is a magnificent musician. You need to check out his work, and plenty of his albums are available up on iTunes.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation, it's Kramer's Classic Movie Suggestion.
Kramer's Classic Movie Suggestions. The man who shot Liberty Valance from 1962. Great movie, great song.
Actually, here's a little piece of trivia about the song. The song was originally recorded by the Fairmount Singers. Ever heard of them?
No.
No, I haven't either. Gene Pitney got a hold of the song, and of course the rest is history. It's interesting, the song was written for the movie, they rejected it. The song became a massive hit. The movie wasn't that big a hit in its day. It made its money back, but it wasn't a great hit. It was only, as is always the case, years and years later, the movie became the classic that it originally and always was. Look at the cast. You've got John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Lee Marvin, John Carradine, Woody Strode, one of the great characters, Lee Van Cleef is in it, and this is the movie that John Wayne says Pilgrim in. You know, there's that joke about John Wayne always saying Pilgrim, because he calls Jimmy Stewart Pilgrim through the movie. Anybody who's seen the movie would remember that.
Yeah.
And of course, it's directed by John Ford. It was his second to last movie. I think his next movie was Cheyenne Autumn, and he finished after that. But it's just one of those great westerns. When you see it, you never forget it. I can't believe this movie wasn't a big hit in its day.
Yeah,
when you look at the cast and who made it.
And what's funny, of course, with John Wayne and calling Jimmy Stewart Pilgrim, I mean, that became the catchphrase for him that everybody remembers.
That's right, and I'm sure he said it in other movies, but that's the movie I remember seeing him saying it in. Because, as you may recall, his career went back to the 1920s. He was a stuntman originally, using his real name. It was Raoul Walsh who put him in a movie in 1930 called The Big Trail. Now, what makes this old movie so interesting is that it was shot in something called Fox Grandeur. 20th Century Fox had this. Think of a normal-sized TV, then your widescreen TV.
Right.
That's basically what it was. So it was just slightly bigger than the normal Academy screen size. Of course, it was the beginning of the Depression. There was only two cinemas in America that could show this movie. One was in New York and one was in L.A. Every other cinema got the normal framed version. Both versions are available on Blu-ray and DVD. But the movie flopped for obvious reasons. So John Wayne spent the rest of his career in the 1930s, at least, in B-movies and serials. He made three serials, remember?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until he made Stagecoach in 1939, which, of course, was a very big hit, and his career took off. And as anybody who knows John Wayne's career, his last movie was The Shootist, which was a Western.
There you go.
The movie we're looking at today is The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. If you've never seen it, check it out. It is worth sitting through. It's a great film, and if you haven't seen it in a long time, it's another movie that's worth revisiting.
Coop Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face this gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot liberty valiant, he shot liberty valiant. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the parade, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Bravest of them all, the man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance, he was the bravest of them all.
The Cocktail Nation.
Time to get up, get out of bed, fill your cup and get.
Cocktail Nation.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April. Such a tiny while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April. I'll remember April. I'll remember April. And I'll
Sweet.
sendaudio2decocktailnation@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Sam, Ryan, Kenneth and Chelsea.
Cocktail Nation.
With Joey Altruda and the Knock Around, also played Bobby Darin and I'll Remember April. And Gene Pitney, the man who shot Liberty Valance, our classic movie suggestion from Kramer this week.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Hopper.
From Michael Lamont in Paris, who writes, Dear Coop, did you hear that Ken Nordine of Word Jazz fame passed away? Yes, I did actually. Ken Nordini had a voice that launched 1,000 radio shows, commercials, movie trailers, spoken word records, and a whole lot more. He passed away at the age of 98. And as a professional voiceover artist myself, Mr. Nordine is certainly up there with the best of them. His voice was a dulcet earworm that burrowed into the subconscious during more than 40 years of performing Word Jazz, a midnight show on WBEZ that showcased his hepcat persona, stream of consciousness, wordplay, psychedelic sound effects, such as a slowed-down clock or dripping water. Nordine's instantly recognisable word delivery, a rich basement tone that carried equal parts omen and humour, was a favourite amongst hipsters, radio listeners, jazz fans, poets, college stoners, and particularly a run of surreal albums which started in the 1950s. Unusual song titles such as I Used to Think My Right Hand Was Uglier Than My Left or Liberty Jib became vehicles for Nordine's improvisational approach to poetry, often backed by a small jazz combo. On radio station WEZ, where his show was hosted for many, many years, Ken described just what Word Jazz is.
Word Jazz, where the structure comes from the basics of what you're thinking about.
Go Dracula Stark and quick, eat up tasty, lost gnats in the dark.
It began because I memorized a lot of poetry. I memorized the Rubaiyat, the whole thing, Khayyam. I memorized a lot of work by T.S. Eliot. And I'd go to a little joint when Johnny Frigo was still alive, and he played with Richard Marx's father, who's also gone. And I would sit in and recite poems to their playing. It was piano and bass. It was fine, except the same people came every week, so I couldn't recite the same poem over and over again. So I'd make something up, you know. I have a few pops that I go, hey, I can do something in that. That's how Down the Drain begins.
When you slide down the drain, somehow you make your way through the plumbing miraculously, through the twists and the turns, and you come out in the Caribbean doing the backstroke beautifully toward the Virgin Islands, and you come ashore like a canoe.
Now, not long ago, he was asked, what keeps him working?
Patience, beautiful life, no stress. My ego is under control. I know there's so much to prove that I'll never be able to prove any of it. And I hate boredom, so I'm fooling around with the things that I do. I have so many projects, I can't die. I'll be too busy.
I now bequeath my stuff to each according to his need. Just watch out for old King Greed. Go call for help. It's always near. Eternal lawyers. They love to hear such reading as wills are made on. Like legal flies are glad to buzz.
Amazing stuff. Laurie Allen wrote to me this week to tell me that in Chicago in the 1950s, Ken used to come into the Cloister where she was the house singer. She said that although he was not the handsomest guy when handsome was the criteria, his voice was deep, rich, silky, and poetic. Intelligent words that he chose were mesmerizing, making him a sought-after man. And he held court wherever he went. Here he is, the late, great Ken Nordine, and You're Getting Better on The Cocktail Nation.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and stay that way? You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you. See you.
Crazy.
The Cocktail Nation.
Is my middle name.
If you want to take a ride, I could teach you how to swim.
Alternation Narco Lounge combo, and Your Dog Is Looking at Me. That is from their latest album called Fall in Love with Narco Lounge Combo, one of the first releases for 2019. Now do make sure you check out Lounge Life magazine. It is your free Flipboard magazine. Flipboard is a very cool magazine app. It reads like an app, it moves like an app, you can flip the pages, and you can suggest various topics that you like. I've formed a magazine on there called Lounge Life Magazine. Stories this week on the announcement of another station that has taken the Cocktail Nation on board just this week, WJST, Jet Set Radio, out of Kentucky. And Lady Gaga has a jazz show in Vegas as part of her new residency, and three superb places to find stylish and affordable retro decor. Check out those stories and many, many more. I've got links on my website, cocktailnation.net, and right now, Robert Short and Countdown in Kenya on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney. Coop Cooper.
Anytime you're ready, pally.
Cocktail Nation.
Nation, Warren Barker, Deep Night. Also played Cy Zentner and Bond's 007 theme. Let's take a look at the Water Swing Gig Guide now for pastime up on clocks.com. On a Wednesday night in Dallas, Texas, the Bourbon and Banter, it is Ricky Derrick. On Thursday nights in the Vegas Strip, you can see the Sharps at the Golden Tiki. Tiki Caliente coming up in May, Huki Lau in June, and Tiki Oasis in August. Just some of the many gigs that I do put up there, and it's updated regularly, so check it out today. Water Swank Gig Guide via the website cocktonation.net. Here's Nutty and that old black magic woman on the Cocktonation.
Tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. I just might break out my magic stick. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. A flame of such a burning desire that only your kiss can't put out the fire. Can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only a kiss can put out the fire. You've got your spell on me, baby, turning my heart into stone. Black magic woman, I won't let go. Black magic woman, I just can't leave you alone. No, no.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation. Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. Never.
The Cocktail Nation.
anyone's control. We now switch you to our midday movie.
The Cocktail Nation, music for your jet set lifestyle.
Easier to get into the penthouse, but hey, I got some nice records up there.
Hello,
the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation, Frank Bennett, One for Monk. Next week, Jason Whiten is back from SpyVibe.com. And don't forget that Cocktail Nation is now live on Amazon Alexa. Alexa users can enable it simply by saying, Alexa, start Cocktail Nation podcast. It's that simple. It'll leave you with Serge Gainsbourg now. Les Cigarillos. Stay hip.
Les cigarillos ont cet avantage de faire le vide autour de moi. J'en apprécie le tabac et la prévenance. Les cigarillos ne sont pas comme moi, empreints de timidité. Et leur agressivité est tout en nuance. Sans vous dire jamais rien qui vous blesse, il vous congédie avec tendresse. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Les cigarillos me valent bien souvent les adieux éplorés des femmes de qualité et de courtisanes. Les cigarillos savent comme moi que ce ne sont pas mes beaux yeux qu'elles implorent, mais un peu la fin du Havane. Sans attendre que tout se consume, elles disparaissent dans la brume. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac, quel tabac. Ah, quel tabac, quel tabac.